I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, November 3rd. Incumbent school committee members Emily Lebo and Doug Guttrow were re-elected to the school committee in Quincy's election yesterday, and first-time candidate Tina Cahill will join them on the committee in January after winning a seat. Meantime, all nine incumbent city councilors won new terms, including those running in contested races. Lebo topped the six-person field in the school committee race. Cahill was second. Guttrow finished third. Coming in fourth place was incumbent Courtney Pertios, who had been appointed to the committee in February. 51 fewer votes than Guttrow yesterday. First-time candidates Liberty Schaff and Liz Speakman finished fifth and sixth. Lebo has served 10 years on the committee, and Guttrow, former city councilor, is concluding his first four-year term. In the city councilor at-large race, incumbent Noel DeBona topped the field with 7,732 votes, followed by incumbents Ann Mahoney and Nina Liang. Challenger Bill Burke finished with 2,705 votes. DeBona and Liang were elected to their fourth terms on the council, Mahoney her third. DeBona and Mahoney have previously served on the school board. In the Ward 1 council race, incumbent Dave McCarthy beating challenger Joe Murphy, 1,493 to 931. McCarthy, a former school board member, won his third term on the council. He and Murphy have now gone head-to-head three times. In the Ward 2 council race, incumbent Anthony Andronico defeating challenger Steve Pertios, 851 to 546. Andronico had been appointed to the council in January. He had been serving on the school board before that. In the Ward 5 race, incumbent Chuck Phelan fending off a challenge from Steve Christo, 1,200 votes to 797. Phelan was seeking his second consecutive term. He previously represented Ward 5 on the council from 1988 to 1996. He and Christo have faced off 2 years ago. The remaining incumbent councilors, Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane, Ward 4 Councilor Brian Pamlucci, and Ward 6 Councilor Bill Harris were all unopposed. Kane and Harris were seeking their fourth terms, Pamlucci his seventh. Turnout in the election was almost 17%. Michelle Wu, a city councilor at large from Roslindale, beating out fellow councilor Anissa Asabi George yesterday in a historic race to become Boston's next mayor, the first Asian American woman elected to the office in its nearly 200-year history. Wu, the 36-year-old Chicago-born daughter of Taiwanese immigrants, rode to victory as the progressive standard bearer, who polls long projected would emerge significantly ahead of Asabi George, who is 47 years old and a moderate from Dorchester. With nearly 62% of precincts reporting unofficial results, Wu had a sizable lead, garnering almost 62% of the vote, compared to 38% for her opponent. Asabi George conceded at about 10:30 last night. The election marked a milestone for Boston as both Wu and Asabi George, who is Arab-Polish American, emerged from a historically diverse field of preliminary candidates. In September, Wu will now serve as the first woman and first person of color to be elected as the city's chief official, on the heels of acting Mayor Kim Janey, who had served for over 6 months since former Mayor Marty Walsh's departure for the Biden administration. Wu will take office on November 16th. A jury found Matthew Potter guilty yesterday on two counts of involuntary manslaughter in the case of a 2019 bar fight in Quincy that killed Christopher McCallum, the father of three. Potter was found not guilty on three assault charges. Potter was sentenced to 3 to 4 years in state prison following his conviction. Potter's defense attorney had asked for no more than 2 years. Prosecutors said McCallum was trying to break up a fight in the parking lot of the Nickerson American Legion post when Potter attacked him. Potter was accused of hitting McCallum so hard he fell to the ground and suffered a brain injury that ultimately took his life. The jury began deliberating on Monday and reached a verdict a day later. McCallum was a 44-year-old father who lived in Bridgewater with his family. He'd gone to the bar at the American Legion Post in January 2019 with his brother to see a band perform that night. McCallum's family said he was punched in the face as he tried to break up a fight on the way out, was knocked down, hitting his head. He was pronounced dead the next day. Before the judge issued his sentence, McCallum's friends and family offered emotional statements to the court. Potter didn't take the stand before the judge issued the sentence. Potter's attorney described his client as having been caught up in a, quote, chaos tornado the night McCallum died. The defense argued during trial that Potter was, in fact, the victim in the case. Matthew's brother, Stephen Potter, was charged with assault following the incident. The brothers are sons of a retired Quincy police officer. Father Bill's homeless shelter on Broad Street in Quincy will be staying where it is until a new shelter is built across the street. Mayor Thomas Koch says an earlier plan to find a temporary home for Father Bill's has been scrapped due to costs and convenience. A building across from Father Bill's that the city purchased will be demolished to clear the way for a new housing resource center that will also have some emergency shelter beds. Father Bill's in Mainspring has received some state funding and is now launching a campaign to raise $10 million to create the new housing resource center. Groundbreaking will take place this month, and officials hope the new center can be open in less than a year. Once the new housing center is open, the current Father Bill's will be torn down to make way for a new police station. Mayor says he will go back to the city council this winter to seek an additional $20 million for the new police station. City of Quincy Office of Emergency Management recently received a new rescue disaster response vehicle. The Polaris Ranger all-terrain utility vehicle will improve emergency response times in the city to reach locations, both urban and off-road, where larger emergency vehicles cannot operate. The vehicle features a two-person medical transport skid and 4,500-pound capacity rescue winch. The vehicle will be immediately available for emergency response operations to the Quincy Police and Fire Departments and Brewster Ambulance. Funding for the vehicle came from a federal grant of $25,600. Emergency Management Director Allie Sleeman said while initially procured for off-road emergency response and search and rescue operations, the vehicle will also enable its utilization for additional contingencies, such as responding to emergency on the beach, flooding, and potential storm-related damage. Coast Guard suspending the search for a plane that went missing and may have gone down off Nauset Beach in Orleans Sunday night. It was about 10:30 the Coast Guard got a report from the Air Force Regional Command Center regarding a possible downed Piper 28 aircraft 4 miles east of Sampson Island. The search began, and until the suspension at 9:30 yesterday morning, it covered over 2,000 miles. The plane had left Reading, Pennsylvania, and was supposed to land at Chatham Airport. The pilot was the only one on board. The identity has not been released. A friend who had been waiting for it to land reported the plane missing. The last transmission from the plane was about 6:49 Sunday night. It was said to be descending at 4,000 feet per minute. No trace of the plane was found during the search. Search included 6 Coast Guard crews, including multiple cutters, a plane, and a 45-foot response boat and a helicopter. The harbor masters, Chatham, Harwich, and Orleans, also assisted. The Boston Marathon will have a full field of 30,000 participants for next year for the 126th running of the race, and all athletes must be fully vaccinated and have proof before the race on April 18, 2022. The Boston Athletic Association made the announcement yesterday. The field in this year's race, which was held in October for the first time ever due to the pandemic, was significantly smaller, with just over 18,000 athletes, the smallest field since 2002. Nearly 15,000 finished. The 2019 race had more than 31,000 participants. Registration for the 2022 marathon opens on Monday at 10 a.m. and closes November 12th at 5 p.m. The BAA says the qualifying window for runners began on September 1st of 2019 and will close on November 12th. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 138 points. The NASDAQ rose 53 and the S&P added 16. Shares mostly lower in Asia. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil is at $82 a barrel. Sports: Celtics are in Orlando tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly sunny today with a high 53. For tonight, clear and cold, low 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Brisk, a high 49. Partly cloudy Friday, high 51. Sunny 53 on Saturday. With a boater, waves about 2 feet. West wind, 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 10:32 a.m. Sunrise at 7:19. Set at 5:34. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, November 3rd.